Next on Speak Up.
Encounters, I didn't know that the guy had it. But as his behavior started to change, there are certain things that they say or certain things that they may focus on.
Like what, for instance?
Things of grandeur, like writing me letters, I will...
It all starts right now.
81% of parents don't think...
They don't think
dating violence is a problem.
Right.
What you're going through, you think you're the only one that's ever gone through this.
It is not always well. Sex is not the sin, and sex is not the problem.
You know, address the elephant in the room. Don't mess that up.
I think as women, we have a lot of things to do. We multitask, so that's why we have to control.
Bipolar disorder, also known as manic depressive illness, is a brain disorder that causes unusual shifts in mood, energy, activity levels, and the ability to carry out day-to-day tasks. Around the world, out of 100 people, 2 to 3 of them have had a diagnosis of bipolar disorder at some point in their life. The United States, however, has twice as many people, the highest lifetime rate of bipolar disorder, with 4 to 5 out of 100 people being diagnosed. How to recognize this disorder? And what are the treatment options? That is what we will speak up about. It's often very common people, you know, confuse bipolar disorder with depression only, and it's hard to diagnose sometimes. Do you know anybody with bipolar?
I do. I actually have a few friends and such who have suffered with it or who do suffer with it. And I think one of my first encounters, I didn't know that the guy had it. But as his behavior started to change, there are certain things that they say or certain things that they may focus on.
Like what, for instance?
Things of grandeur, like writing me letters, I will give you like $4 million, you know, very specific things.
And he was serious about it? Like, serious?
In his mind, he was serious.
Because I thought he was just joking.
No joke about it. It was the flare-up happening. On the meds, off the meds, on the meds, off the meds.
So he had been seen and diagnosed probably.
Right, but when you're on and off the meds, that's no good to you. You have to be consistent.
That is a problem because sometimes they start the medication, they feel better, and then maybe they go to the phase that they're a little less manic.
That's right.
So they don't need it.
I don't need it anymore.
Right, but that's not the case. There has to be a consistency about it. And so we watched him go from family life to living on the streets.
Oh, wow.
That is terrible.
Weight gain, just looking like someone we didn't recognize anymore because of the inconsistency of the meds and then the balance. There has to be a certain balance with your meds as well.
Yeah, so. I have a couple of people that I know, and both of them, you know, one very, very common trigger. Not trigger, but like a hallmark is when they're going from that more depressive phase to the manic phase, they start buying and just spending. They go to this spree of shopping, giving gifts, and spending what they have in
That would be nice if you're at the end of it, like getting the gifts, right?
No,
I would like it.
Buy it for themselves.
Well, I was in that end, but then later on I realized.
Here's a house. Right.
I thought bipolar disorder was just the mood swings, but it sounds like it's a lot.
No, and that's the problem. I think we should really go more in depth about what bipolar disorder is, because a lot of people refer to others. Oh, that guy has so many mood swings and he's got bipolar disorder.
They're like, oh, today, right, I don't feel like it. You know I'm bipolar.
Yeah. We joke about it a lot.
We do, and it's much serious than that.
It's a very serious condition that can indeed impact somebody's life. You know, in a way that they may lose their job if they don't really manage the illness well. Because in the manic phase, you know, they just go off the charts.
Right. I've seen an individual with bipolar disorder punch a hole through the thermostat.
Really? Angry? Just because of...
Just frustrated, angry. People weren't complying with what he thought was realistic. So he punched a hole, but then that became a problem. You're not able to live with other people now.
Right. Yeah, right.
You know, that's unsafe. And so it's a dangerous thing when it's not managed well.
And, you know, many people have misconceptions. And they look at someone. There's a case of this man, an adult, came to me to share his story. He actually did have bipolar, and he hadn't been taking the medication appropriately. He had a very extreme manic kind
Face.
Of expression. And he was really going wild. He couldn't stop talking, and he was very, very,
was it
very uncontrolled. And the pastor thought he was possessed And here is, can you believe it?
I was wondering if the pastor was preaching and the guy started.
No, it was just after. And he said, you need to confess your sins, you know.
No.
Because you are, unless you confess, what are the sins you're hiding?
That you could not possibly, or one could not possibly believe that every person who is, quote unquote, extra expressive is of the devil. Mm-hmm. That you have a demon possession or you have some large sin that is trailing you. You have some individuals in certain cultures that extra expression is the way they worship God. That's it. There's no demon attached. It's just the way they worship God. But then you have another person who's in that arena of extra expression, and guess what?
They
had a mental breakdown.
He was kind of really out of control because, you know, he was really having, moving around and talking too much.
Spazzing out and stuff. Yeah.
And so eventually what happened is somebody took him to the emergency room.
Right.
Because this kept going for hours.
There
and
you
hours.
Go.
So they stopped preying upon him at this point.
So when he went to the emergency room, you know, they got the better diagnosis. They gave him some medication that helped to control his behavior. And I actually talked with him. It was just a few weeks after. And then he said, you know, this happened. It was very traumatic to him.
I don't have
any more sins to confess. I'm not hiding anything.
I guess as a clergy, I'm speaking as a clergy right now, is questions have to be asked. You don't know what everybody comes in the door with.
Exactly.
Questions have to be asked. It could have been, you know, let me tell you, I think that a lot of us are just a few moments away from an episode. Right? Everybody doesn't deal with things the same way, right? And so what affects one person one
may
way
affect someone
affects
else
somebody else another way. Mm-hmm. Questions have
need
to be asked.
And we have lots of questions, and we have somebody that can help answer some of these questions today. Dr. Jude Boyer-Patrick is a child and adult psychiatrist and will help us understand bipolar disorder a little more. Thank you for being with us, Dr.
It's a
Boyer.
Pleasure.
How do we know to diagnose and differentiate bipolar disorder versus just an erratic behavior? Can you tell us a little bit more? What are the kind of hallmarks of bipolar disorder?
Bipolar disorder is a very, very serious mental illness with a high rate of suicide.
Wow.
This is not a mental illness that should be taken lightly. Yeah. And there are definite signs and symptoms. It affects men and women equally. It affects men and women equally. And usually it starts to manifest itself in young adolescents.
Oh, so adolescents.
17, 18,
teenagers.
19.
Okay.
Even today, they're beginning to see bipolar disorder in children. It manifests itself differently than in adults. And for the most part, for many people, it starts as a simple depression, is what we call unipolar, as opposed to bipolar.
Yeah.
So it starts as a depression because you really cannot be diagnosed with bipolar unless you have what we call a manic episode.
Yeah.
So that is what we call bipolar 1. It has many, many faces. And not everyone, as your panel said, who has a mood disorder is bipolar.
That's right. And we want to understand that better. We have a lot of questions for Dr. Boyer on that. We'll need to take a short break. But when we return, my Speak Up friends will join us to ask her some more questions on this topic. Don't go away. We are speaking up about bipolar disorders, and Dr. Jude Boyer-Patrick is helping us today. Dr. Boyer, you said that there is a difference between regular depression, you call, you know, unipolar depression, and the bipolar depression when it comes to the manic phase. Can you tell us a little bit more about that?
What I was trying to say is that people use the term bipolar disorder so loosely.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
If you have any mood switches, you're bipolar.
Yeah.
And bipolar disorder is way more complex than that. And when you go to see a mental health specialist, they're able to tease it out because you have bipolar 1 disorder, bipolar 2 disorder, hypomanic, cyclothymia. There are so many different phases. And in psychiatry, a lot of that has to do with duration.
How long has the symptoms been happening?
Exactly. And there are people who never really have bipolar 1, but they have what we call hypomania, where they're able, because their swings aren't so big and so high, they're able to maintain, and the picture is a little different. But if we want to look at the picture of what is a true bipolar, usually it starts with depression. And for many people, they don't understand what depression is. And depression is someone who loses interest in things, has no pleasure.
No pleasure.
They're either sleeping too much, eating too much, sleeping not enough. They are feeling worthless, hopeless, helpless. They have low self-esteem. And a lot of times they are feeling suicidal. So many times that's where the bipolar will come in. Mm-hmm. But if you have what we call a manic episode that lasts for at least a week, that requires hospitalization. And these are the people who have intense extra energy.
That's probably this person that
Correct.
I know about. He was a very hyper-manic, you know.
Energy, grandiosity, and powerful, and they have racing thoughts, and sometimes they do very dangerous things where the gambling will come in, the shopping will come in. Sometimes it's hypersexuality, spending their money. There are a lot of things. And so if you have these things, the racing thoughts, the decreased energy, irritability, anger, all of this comes in, and this lasts for at least a week. Then you can have that diagnosis of bipolar 1, which is what we call the classic bipolar. Mm-hmm. But then there's bipolar 2, where you don't have to have the full manic episode, but you have depression and you have other things going in. So this is where it is vitally important that the person who's going through this get medical help and psychiatric help. If it is a child... If it's a child, they look different.
Also, a child can be diagnosed.
If it's an adolescent.
What would it, for parents that are watching right now, maybe they've seen their children go quiet sometimes and sometimes more. Is that what you see?
What you see in children and adolescents more is chronic irritability. Irritability and anger. Irritability and anger that just doesn't seem to stop. And a common question that comes up is, how do you know if your child is bipolar or if your child is ADHD? Because a lot of the symptoms overlap. And
so
bipolar is more episodic, and ADHD is more chronic, an everyday thing. But bipolar is not an everyday thing. You could do well, and then you have a break.
How many levels, if that's the right term, are there for bipolar? You just said bipolar 1.
Well, there's bipolar 1, bipolar 2. Bipolar 1 is you don't have to have a depression, but you have to have a manic episode.
Okay.
With bipolar 2, you do not have to have a manic episode, but you definitely have to have a depressive episode. Mm-hmm. Then you have cyclothymia, hypermania. There are a lot of different things. So people, the most important thing to remember is this. Many of us have symptoms of everything. We even have bipolar not otherwise specified, NOS, where you may have some of the symptoms, but not all of the symptoms. And these people manage to live. But when your disorder begins to interfere with your
social life,
your life, then you have a problem.
Yeah, I have somebody, a family member, who she is bipolar, and it's very easy to see the difference.
Correct.
When she's on her depressive phase, she's quiet, actually. She withdraws. She doesn't want to be around people. She speaks. Actually, she is much more reasonable in her thinking, much more confined and controlled in her behavior. But she's not social and lively. And like when she moves into the manic phase, she becomes a very happy person, talking to everyone, can't stop talking, goes shopping. So you see clearly those two. And it lasts about 3 to 4 months, depending each one.
Correct.
For each phase, you mean?
For each phase, yeah. But when she has medication, though, when she is treated, and
Correct.
That's what you're saying, you need to get treatment, then it's more smooth. Of course, there's some side effects of medications in terms of sleep.
And I think that that's what the hesitation is. And I'm going to speak from a Christian standpoint. And I think that I don't want people to just look at me as a psychiatrist.
Yes.
I am a psychiatrist, but I'm the daughter of a minister. And I grew up in a Christian home. And I understand the fear. It not only should I take medication, but the fear of admitting I have a mental disorder.
A stigma. Yeah, there's a lot of
because
stigma
there's a lot
attached.
Of stigma attached. And yet when you get the appropriate treatment, you can live a normal life.
See, this is good news, you know,
Absolutely.
That people need to be able to understand. There might be somebody there and said, "Oh, I don't want medications, you know, it's going to mess up my whatever, my mind." And but no, you can actually live, as you said, a normal life. Good, balanced life, be at
productive.
Work. Productive life.
But, you know, we
life.
Talked so much earlier about being aware, so people that are working with people. If it's 3 or 4 months, right, this is not, if it's not a change like this where you can see this person is up and down, there's changes happening rapidly. If it's 3 or 4 months, how can you be aware that something's really wrong? A pastor, for instance, that's only seeing this person maybe once a week, it'd be hard to be aware that there's a real problem
going on. But this is where you have communication. And for example, it may not be as obvious as the person is in a manic phase or person is in a depressed phase. But you have people who are always irritable, always angry, and they always have this angry response. And you're wondering, why is this person so angry? Why is this person so angry all the time? And I know that we know people who, that no matter what,
they're
so
vexed.
They're angry all the time and irritable all the time. And so, because it's not the obvious high and the obvious low, people don't think maybe there is a problem.
So in the case of bipolar depression, unlike some other mental health conditions, is there a way to prevent it?
Or this is inheritable.
It is inheritable.
This is inheritable.
Okay.
And I want to make it clear that I do believe that lifestyle can impact the treatment, but it has to be adjunctive to medication. I've not known anyone really. Now, there are new things that are coming out all the time.
Yeah.
I want to put that out there. Mm-hmm. And, you know, I have a friend who has a psychiatric practice that is called holistic psychiatry, where she is working and studying. But that is not what everyone can do, because you have to really study. Mm-hmm. Yes, there are things that you can take in addition to. A healthy diet, for sure, because with people with bipolar have a higher chance of having diabetes, cardiac disease.
They need to really
absolutely.
Manage,
so this is one of the cases, once again, that you can just pray bipolar disorder away.
No.
Like depression, you have to incorporate
medication.
It's a
serious, and I think when we simplify it by saying taking it to the Lord in prayer, it makes the person who is truly suffering with this feel like they're doing wrong, like they are sinning. Because if I were a good Christian, I wouldn't have been feeling this way.
If only.
Yeah. And it's way, way more than that. And you really, you know, and I'm just going to say that I was in church one day, and one of my patients, one of my young people that I taught in Sabbath school, he was never my patient, was having a psychotic break, and he was bipolar. And I was sitting in church, and so you know, with my daughter, who was very young at the time, and my pastor looked at me and, you know, pointed down, you need to go down. Mm-hmm. And so when I went downstairs, he clearly was having a psychotic break, because with bipolar, you can also have psychoses. They were laying hands on and trying to cast out
devils. See, that's what we were talking about?
Yeah, laying hands on.
Thinking that he was being possessed or
something
was happening.
Correct, correct.
You need to call 911.
Correct, you need to call 911.
So we should then educate our ministers and our
absolutely.
Pastors.
Absolutely.
Yeah. So that they can recognize, no, this is something else. And I'm glad you were there. Mm-hmm. So mental health professionals can be a huge blessing for churches in order to educate.
Correct.
And it's good to know that. Thank you, Dr. Boyer. For more information, visit our website, go to hopetv.org/speakup. There, you can find more resources and also download our Speak Up notes on bipolar disorders. When we come back, we will learn what the Word of God has to say on this issue. We are speaking up about bipolar disorders. So wasn't that a very interesting, informative talk with Dr. Boyer? What did you learn?
Even the levels of bipolar disorder, you know, for the one, the two, and then all the stuff that comes in.
So we can't put people in this box. This is what it looks like. Yeah. It may be.
And we should not make that joke anymore.
Nope.
About, I'm sad today, I'm bipolar. That's not funny.
No, it's not funny.
It's not funny.
Yeah.
But that happens exactly for the reason that people were not educated enough. Mm-hmm. And I go once again, I want to go to the issue. People in leadership, they need to get educated. You need
Let's
to get
talk
educated.
About it,
Let's
know.
Talk about it, because you need to know what you're saying
Anytime
when you're dealing
you're
with, people.
With people. I don't necessarily, it's even just leadership, but if you know that you're in a position where you're working
with people,
you
need to be aware.
There should be a certain level of awareness and observation that each person has. I mean, from whether you're a nurse educator,
teacher or
working with training people or as a pastor, you know,
especially
you have to open up
your
eyes.
You guys have a unique opportunity to educate young people, you know, as you minister to them and talk about these things, you know, this is actually normal and there's treatment, and this is what the good news
is. A lot of times they feel crazy and they don't know, and I use that word loosely, but they feel like
something's wrong.
They don't know how to speak up.
But you see, she was so clear that this is an inherited disease.
Nothing you can do to prevent it.
Yes, so there are things we shouldn't stop, you know, fooling around with the issue. We can be black and white. There must be a medical treatment for this disease.
Yeah, you have to.
She made it clear that that something has to be taken. A medication has to be taken. She made that clear that you can't just change your diet. And,
That has to be
those are things that are added, which are helpful, but not by itself.
But that's right.
This is different than just unipolar depression that we know, and that sometimes with just the depression itself, depending on the level, if it's not major depression, maybe it's a mild depression. Sometimes the diet, exercise can help the person feel better and control symptoms, but not with bipolar because you have this manic phase, and so you need that medication to be able to stabilize.
Because bipolar is a chemical imbalance as well, isn't it?
Oh, depression also is a chemical imbalance.
Brain disease is all about the chemistry. Yeah.
So all those neurotransmitters, we call them, you know, the chemicals in the brain, and so they need to be stabilized in different ways, particularly with this, you know. Right. And I have a family member, actually, that once he was started on a medication, it was lithium, it really helped to control. He would stay up late, you know, sometimes go through the night, not sleep because of the racing thoughts and all that comes with the manic phase.
Yeah.
And it was very hard. But once he was on the medication, then he was not spending as much money, buying, you know.
But there's
very...
I'm sorry. What I was going to say is that it's not all peaches after you start your treatment.
No,
because you just mentioned lithium. Lithium is a drug that it has to be within a certain level. So you have to...
Have blood tests.
To get the right level for you.
Level, yeah. So it's not easy to maintain a treatment either. So a person is diagnosed and we start a treatment, they still require a lot of support from family or from the community.
And of course, there are other medications now that can be used as well. And each person is different, but you're so right. That support goes on. Yeah, things get better, but you still need the support. Now, does the Word of God has anything to say about this? A word of hope for people that might be struggling, maybe watching?
The word support is a very serious word. And I believe that God is our support in all things, whether it's an individual who has to be on medication or someone who just needs to interject life changes, whatever the case is, God is our support in all things.
He understands and he's there.
With bipolar and other depressive disorders, that feeling of alone.
Yeah, you feel like you're in a dark place.
It's very heavy, but God says... You may feel alone, but you are never alone.
Amen.
I am here to support you. Just can you share with
me? Yeah, I'm going to read from Isaiah 41:13 because I think the Lord understands that even with all the help and the medication that one takes, we still need a bit more, and that has to be something out of natural. Exactly. For I, the Lord your God, hold your right hand. It is I who say to you, fear not, I will help you.
Yes, So see, that is a promise that can really bring hope, no matter if the person is going through that phase of the depressive phase, or if they're taking the medication and they're feeling better, or if others are judging them because of their behavior, they know that God says, you know what? You don't have to do it alone.
I'm holding your hand. Like, I'm holding your hand.
Your right hand. Give it to me.
I like that. I like that, that, you know, it gives hope that whatever, if we're going through that, we should not be scared in seeking out treatment. And most of all, we should not be scared because we have a God who is always watching us and will always be with us. So that's a big hope. That's a great
hope. It makes the journey lighter.
Yes.
You know, and it helps you to know that you are never, never alone.
Amen.
Thank you for that. If you or someone you love have some of the symptoms we discussed, don't be discouraged. A combination of therapy, lifestyle changes, and medication can be very helpful. We know that proper diagnosis and appropriate treatment will help people with bipolar disorder lead healthy and productive lives. Talking with a healthcare professional or other licensed mental health professional is the first step you can take. Also remember, go to our website, hopetv.org/speakup, and there you'll find more resources, and you'll be able to download our Speak Up notes on bipolar disorder. You can share them with your friends and also with your family. Now, we have a team ready to pray with you. If you need prayer, call us at 646-7388. Also, send us your comments and your questions. We want to hear from you. We'll see you next time to speak up on issues that matter for your whole health and happiness.